Potatoes 3, potatoes 4, 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes more. 1 potato, 2 potatoes, 3 potatoes, 4, 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes more. Potatoes.
Welcome to the Potato Week Podcast with your host, Dan Fleming and Tom Crosman.
Thanks, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Welcome to episode 106 of Potato League Podcast. Dan and I have been sitting here bitching about football. So we'll try to keep the bitching about football to a minimum during the actual recording. But I do want it on record that I have unbelievable bad luck in the playoffs in fantasy football. I don't know why. Well, obviously I don't know why. It's luck.
Yeah, if you knew why, you could probably counter it.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is not a humble brag, but I consistently have one of the better teams in my league. And like I think I just said to you, I think I've won 2 playoff games in 17 years. This year, I have arguably the best team in the league.
Yeah, you've been at the top of the power rankings, 1 or 2,
yeah,
the entire year.
But I haven't been winning because I always just get outscored, which is totally fine because in my team, points get in, so it doesn't really matter. But here we are in the playoffs where it does matter. And my best player was playing on Thursday night, and I told you, I turned the game on. The game started at 8:30. I turned the game on at 8:35. He was already out for the game.
Yeah.
Already done. Now, fortunately, on that opening drive where he got hurt, he managed to rack up 50 fucking yards in the one series that he played.
Yeah.
So I still got 5 points out of him. But
yeah, he was gonna go off for a night.
Probably. And it showed too because their offense was not the same after he left. They ended up losing the game. But I don't care about the Saints wins and losses.
Yeah.
I do, however. I don't want to make it sound like being too cavalier. I know I'm 100% behind. You know, when these guys get hit in the head, that they just fucking take them out and they're done.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they should have shoved his ass back in there, not knowing where he was. I hope he's okay. It just sucks.
Yeah.
And then, of course, today, where I'm watching, and the team I'm playing against has Kareem Hunt, which, in our league, was a terrible trade that was made earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then Hunt has done, I just looked at it, actually. I shouldn't have, because it just makes me more mad.
Yeah.
Hadn't scored more than 10 points since week 7.
Yeah.
So, 7 weeks ago. Hadn't scored more than 20 points since week 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, like, 28 points right now.
Which pisses me off, because, of course,
Alex Smith does nothing.
Alex Smith went off for 50 points last week when I had him on the bench. So
right.
I put him starting this week, and he's gotten me, like, 13, maybe.
Yeah, so, really, Kareem Hunt hurt both of us. Because
because
of that, Kelsey's having an okay game, because I have Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
But no touchdowns.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Alex Smith has thrown for... He had thrown for, oh my, how did he lose yards? Jesus, must have got sacked or something.
What have you done?
But, like, yeah, he's thrown for 268 yards, 25 yards rushing, so almost 300 yards to all purpose. No, not a single touchdown.
Sweet.
Yeah, which is killing me.
Once again, Mike Evans is just a fucking no-show. 2 catches for 25 yards. Now, my saving grace could be that I have 3 studs left to go.
Yeah.
I've got Fournette, Jeffrey, and Carson Wentz to go. If Wentz goes off, I probably win this game.
Yeah.
But still, it's...
Yeah, I'm not...
Fantasy football is super frustrating.
I'm not looking great right now, but I think the four players I've got remaining have a better chance of going off than, like, the 4 players that are remaining against
me. Sure.
If that makes sense.
No, it does totally make sense.
Yeah.
But
then again, these are all guys, Lewis, Curse, Lockett, who have alternated between blowing up for 20 or scoring 3.
Yeah, and that's what those guys are. I mean, you're talking Tyler Lockett?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his whole thing, is he because he catches long touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he either catches a 70-yard touchdown or he doesn't, you know?
Exactly.
And I try to stay away from guys like that, but I was talking to another guy in our league the other night. We were actually just talking about, it was Matt, his team has a bye this week, and he actually, I'm not saying it's a bad strategy, it's just funny how different people go at it differently. He goes after people like that.
Yeah.
Like, he actively, like his, one of the reasons he's been winning games is, like, on the weeks when Tyreek Hill goes fucking crazy and scores, like, 50, you know, he wins that week, you know, that's a win, that's, like, an automatic win. Whereas I'm the type of person where if you said, okay, you've got 100 points to dole out over 5 games, I would take the 20-point game every time. Yeah. Or I shouldn't even say that. Over 10, I would rather take like a 10 to 15-point game every week rather than like 45 every 3 weeks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But, you know, that's different, you know, difference of strategies. No one's right, one's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he has been my bench receiver.
Yeah.
For weeks.
Yeah.
But my two Denver receivers have just tanked the past couple weeks. So I'm like, okay, I'll give him a start. And, of course, this week he'll probably do terrible. But, like, I mean, with the 50-point thing you're talking about, I have had my quarterback score 50, right around, like, 45, 50 points, I think 4 times this year. I didn't start them any single one of those times.
I would be interested to see...
I would love to know what my record would have been with optimal lineup.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. It would probably make me cry, but yeah. In this league that I have up on screen now, we have been the fucking kings of that this year. This is the one that I'm playing. Oh, the guy that I'm playing in the playoffs in our league is my partner in this other league.
Yeah.
So I love and hate him today.
Yeah.
And I've told him that.
Because I constantly get those emails on Tuesday from CBS, you know, going...
Oh, yeah, the auto-generated make you feel bad.
If you had started so-and-so, you would have won. Yeah. It's like, thanks. I'm aware.
If you, Dan, only you can see this, but you look on my bench, there's Theo Riddick with 30 points.
Yep.
He was in the lineup at 12:50.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be fair, he was pulled for Giovanni Bernard, who has had a pretty good game, but he doesn't have 30 points.
No.
Either way, the Chargers game has started. I've got a lot going on this one. I need Keenan Allen to blow up without blowing up. I need him to blow up for me, but then I'm playing him in another league, and I need him to not score there. I'm not sure how that's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to have to split universes.
Yeah.
But... I'm almost willing to say, let him go crazy and I'll lose this game but win my other one, but I'll probably just end up losing both.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm done with football. I'm done with football until 4:25. The Eagles game, there's a lot of fantasy implications, but I don't really care about that. They're basically playing for home field, and I think I've said before, or I've said that anyone that I talked about this with, about football with, that I think at least for the NFC... home field is all that matters.
It's a big deal.
I think this year, because of who the teams are, I don't think, like, if you take your top teams, the division leaders at least, are Philadelphia, the Rams, and Seattle's also in there, the Vikings and the Saints. I don't think anyone goes into any of those buildings and wins.
No.
I don't think the Eagles can go to Minnesota and win. I don't think they can go to Seattle and win. I don't think they can go maybe to the Rams and win. I don't know, because it's basically they're playing a home game today because there's more Eagles fans there than Rams fans. I don't think anyone goes to the Saints and wins. And likewise, I don't think anyone goes to Philadelphia and wins. So today is huge that they... because I think if they win today, they basically... well, it wouldn't clinch it, but... it would almost guarantee a first-round bye. Anyway, so that starts in, like, 15 minutes, so hopefully my little Fox Sports Go thing will be up and running again by then. I've got it on our Facebook page, because we have a very slow week this week. It's kind of the calm before the storm, I guess, before Star Wars and Christmas and all that good stuff. So we have a couple trailers to talk about, and then I actually wrote down after, because I re-listened to our episode from last week, and we did a lot of, it was kind of cool, because we actually, at least for me, where I kind of got to at the end of that episode was not where I started. It was like we had talked myself into, these different theories that sounded pretty good. So I just wrote down 2 things. And I'm putting you on the spot here.
Sure.
I should have given you more of a heads up.
But, that's less fun.
I put down 2 things that I am... we're kind of mixing the sports and the nerdy stuff, where I think are like mortal... not mortal locks, but if I was to gamble, these are my 2 stone-cold locks for Last Jedi. All right. Number one is that Carrie Fisher's death is not addressed at all.
Oh.
That's my prediction there. Number one, Tom, official prediction. Number two, Tom, official prediction, is that Rey's... I guess this depends on if Rey's parentage is really learned here. And I guess that's that's kind of a qualifier. But if we find out Ray's parentage, Ray will come from good slash, you know, quote-unquote good parents, but she was kidnapped and dropped off on Jakku for safekeeping.
Okay.
Those are my two.
My lock is that Rey comes from bad parents.
Ooh. So one of us is going to be right, and one of us is going to be wrong.
I'm pretty much convinced she's a Palpatine.
Yeah?
I'm pretty much convinced she's a Palpatine at this point.
Now, I'm not going to amend my pick, but there is also the possibility that she could very well be a Palpatine and still have been kidnapped and dropped off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there was no good stuff involved. Yeah. It was she's a Palpatine, and then Snoke or someone kidnapped her, or had her kidnapped and dropped off on Jakku for safekeeping. Because again, my whole thing goes back to there's no way she had good parents, and they're the ones that dropped her off, you know, Luke and Leia style, because no one would drop them off basically in a slave junkyard.
Yeah. On a desert planet. Yeah, you would at least take her to fucking Endor or some shit where there's
something.
At least vegetation and Ewoks.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. You've got a whole galaxy to work with.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could find somewhere where she would have been cared for.
A little more hospitable.
Yeah, yeah, and would have been at least cared for. Here she's just on her own, and I don't know.
They believe in libertarian values.
Yes. Yep.
She picked... No, she's going to pick herself up by her bootstraps.
That's right.
No social services for Rey.
No. No, she's got to pick herself up by her arm wraps.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. We're looking at a couple really bad posters. Again, they're almost to the point... Well, not to the point. Movie posters are a weird kind of sub-whatever of the movie genre, which kind of... It's almost inexplicable sometimes that, like, these... High budget, like Ready Player One is a fucking Steven Spielberg movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one, how many people looked at this poster and were like, no, his leg looks normal.
Yeah. And otherwise, I mean, again, you folks can't see it at home. The kid, I'm forgetting which kid it is. It's either Logan Lerman or a Logan Lerman clone type, one of those guys.
I don't think it matters.
It's him climbing up like an electrical pole, like type thing. And you see like the big stacks of like trailers in the background. It's an interesting image, at least. But yeah, the Photoshop one, it looks fucking awful. The perspective's a bit weird.
Yeah, it pulls you out.
I mean, if anything, the perspective is like, why is that pole going, like, reclining?
Yeah.
Why is it going backwards? It's just, yeah, for a movie that's probably got a budget of around 150 to 200 million.
Yeah.
Pay someone to make your fucking poster. Same with the Tomb Raider one that shows up. It's just, if you want to click on it again, you can't see it at all. It looks a lot better than the weird alien neck one that came out first.
Yeah.
But that one, as weird as it was at least more dynamic than this one. This is... She's standing there.
I mean, it's fine.
No, it's not. No. No, it's not.
Well,
it's... Boring.
Yes,
this is Tomb Raider. This is an action adventure flick, and you're selling it to me on a girl staring directly at me from the waist up, doing nothing but holding a bow over her shoulder.
Now, awesome. I really hope this movie's good. I mean, they got an Oscar winner to play Lara. I mean,
think about when you play the game. Why isn't she like jumping off something or
I don't know
anything? You know.
Did you watch the Venom? Have you watched the Venom trailer?
The Venom trailer?
Yeah.
Is it a real one?
Yes.
No, I have not.
We might have to pause so you can watch the Venom
trailer. Or we can get a live reaction as I talk about it while we watch it.
Ooh. Okay, let me, as long as we're talking over it, it's fair use.
No, the thing is with me, I'm just sick of studios not paying for fucking good quality poster art. The company Mondo, who puts out, like, posters for movies... They commission artists to do this shit. And Mondo posters, there's a reason they sell out within, like, 2 fucking minutes of going online.
Yeah.
Mondo will pretty much... Oh, the posters will be on sale at 10. By 10:02, they're fucking sold out. They do limited print runs for them. And...
Maybe it was just the concept trailer, maybe?
Oh, well, I'm interested in seeing the concepts.
Okay.
But, yeah. studios, hire fucking Mondo to do your...
Curse you, He-Man.
Yeah, hire Mondo to do your fucking posters, and they'll all be better.
Yeah.
Because like we've said in the past, no one goes to a movie anymore based on the poster. It's, you know...
No.
When you can go online and look up the trailer right there, that's how you do it. But.
Well, is that why they don't put money into it?
Probably not, but again, how hard is it to put... Your budget's $150 million.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have $50,000 to pay some artist to do a
preaching
really cool
to
poster.
The choir.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are opening up with Michelle fucking Williams, by the way. Let's pause right there and talk about the cast in this movie.
In this?
Yes. Have you seen who's in this fucking movie?
No.
Like, when I first saw it, I was like, wait a second. Is that Michelle Williams? Or like the Logan Lerman thing, is it a Michelle Williams clone? It's not. It's Michelle Williams.
I had no idea she's in this movie.
Okay, so we're only 17 seconds in. Let's keep going.
We got some creepy screaming and sounds.
Yep.
Michelle. Holy shit!
Yeah, I know. This movie might be good.
It's got a damn good chance. Okay, it's not Marvel Studios. Because this is Fox still.
Yes.
So that's wrong, having Marvel Studios up.
Well,
wait, no!
Well, it's Sony. So they... Yeah, Marvel Studios probably, can still... Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're so good at some
of things. That is not from Venom. That's from the film log.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that picture of him. Yeah.
Isn't there something else you wanted to?
Yeah, that's all stuck from Lock.
What's Lock?
A movie with pretty much him in a car for 2 hours.
Cool.
So this is definitely a fan-made trailer. But... It's pretty interesting.
Oh, God. I'm done.
Looking at, like, some venom running, like, being injected and...
Symbioting.
Cells, yeah. Changing DNA. Yeah, that was from Frank Creek.
Yep.
I forgot Ruben Fleischer's the director.
Nothing.
Jenny Slate's in this?
Jenny Slate's in it. Riz Ahmed, that was from The Night Of.
You're the bad guy here. Not me.
That's a liquor from Resident Evil. This is actually an interesting trailer from the movies they picked it from.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's kind of an interesting fan trailer.
Now, but the big the takeaway for me out of that is the cast, first of all. I mean, you've got multiple Oscar nominees in it.
Emmy winner
in it.
I think Jenny Slate might have been a nominee at some point for an Emmy.
If she hasn't, she should be.
Yes.
Just for Mona Lisa.
Saperstein.
Yes.
Money, please.
I don't know. I still don't know how you do a Venom movie without Spider-Man.
I think they're going off like the Agent Eddie Brock kind of thing, where Venom was like a super soldier.
Sure.
Which would make sense, because Tom Hardy could easily play a super soldier.
Yeah, and I think something that I watched mentioned something, because I didn't fucking know. Who knows? Eagles-Rams is on.
Ruben Fleischer's an interesting director's choice, though. I forgot he was writing, because he did Zombieland, which is fucking
wonderful. Right, right, right.
But he also did Gangster Squad, which was not. But that one just seemed
like... What
was that? It was the one I think, like, it was like Wise Guys for our generation. But instead of having Richard Grieco, we had, like, Ryan Gosling and Sean Penn, Giovanni Ribisi, Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah,
it was one
of those that had
every reason to be really good, and it just kind of wasn't.
Sure.
But it looked like it had, like, studio interference all over it. And he also did 30 Minutes or Less, which I actually really liked. The one with Jesse Eisenberg, Danny McBride, Nick Swarston, and Aziz Ansari. But the pizza guy with the bomb strapped to him.
Oh, yep.
That film was fun, I thought. So, Jesus, yeah, I mean, yeah, Venom has a chance to be something pretty good.
Now, will they, I'm maybe assuming is the wrong word, but, whenever you, if you ask me, how do you make a Venom movie without Spider-Man, my mind immediately jumps to Carnage in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah? No?
You think? No, I don't think. Well, I hope no. Bosie. I fucking hate Carnage. I hate Carnage so much.
I know, but
it just took the worst parts of an already kind of not great idea and just ran with it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it was full, like, blown. Although the Maximum Carnage game for Sega was awesome.
Yes, it was. Yep.
But, yeah.
It's out in the garage. I have it.
It's just, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't really like the concept of Carnage.
Yeah.
I just don't. But, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not Marvel. I hope it's not included in the thing. I hope it just sticks to Venom. But with that cast, I've got at least some hopes that it could be pretty damn good.
Sure. Yeah?
Yeah. Why the fuck not?
Exactly. Why the fuck not? Why
the fuck not?
If anything can happen, it's that a, sorry, I'm distracted right now. Look at Demaryius Thomas.
Fuck you!
It's not even halfway through the first quarter, and he already has 12 points and a touchdown. See, fucking football is infuriating.
Yep.
It's
last infuriating. Week when I started, he didn't get his first fucking catch until the fourth
quarter.
Did he
even get a catch?
Yeah, he ended up scoring like 4 points last week or some shit like that. So I didn't start him this week.
I actually needed a win in that league last week, and I won despite him.
I mean, there's a good chance my receivers could still do better than him.
Yep.
But part of me is like, of course. I have had the worst luck like the past like 4 or 5 weeks with benching people on the day they have the best game they've had all year.
Right.
Every other game, they'll be shit.
Yep.
But the one game I bench them, they blow up.
Fucking football.
Fucking
I'm telling you.
Football.
I'm telling you, Pete.
What else? We had the, well, that leads pretty well into the Spider-Man animated movie trailer.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know was a thing.
Oh, you didn't?
I might have, but it definitely didn't stick. Is this one Donald Glover might be voicing?
No.
Or was that like a cartoon where he was voicing Miles Morales?
Yeah, he voices, actually, now I don't know. Now you've got me wondering. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it? What's the name of Spider-Man?
Into the Spider-Verse or something like that? Great looking trailer.
Oh my god, I
was, like you said, it's very stylized, and I hope they stick with that. It's not just a straight up animated.
Jesus Christ! I figured just Into the Spider-Verse. Plot kept under wraps. Oh, Shameik Moore is Miles Morales.
Okay,
Mahershala Ali is in it. Liev Schreiber is voicing somebody.
Whoa.
And on that, yeah, it's not talking shit. And Brian Michael Bendis was one of the oh, he's the creator characters.
Right.
Oh, wow. Screenplays by Lord and Miller.
Oh, they're the ones that got fired from
Solo.
Han Solo movie?
Yeah, but I mean, they did, you know, 21 Jump Street. They did the Lego movie. Those guys got some skills. This could be really fucking good.
Not enough skills to hold on to a Star Wars job.
Well, that requires a special skill set. but yeah, I didn't know this was coming out. And the trailer just dropped it. I'm like, holy shit, that looks...
Yep.
The art style is really interesting. I like that Miles Morales is getting a shot, and it's going to be released theatrically next Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's cool. When was the last time we had an animated superhero movie come out theatrically? It was like fucking Batman
Ever?
Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah, like 1993.
Yeah.
Does that concern you, though?
That's coming out theatrically?
Yeah.
No.
Because I guess it doesn't matter ultimately, but it feels like sometimes when something... we just talk about how it never happens. Now I'm like, every time this happens, it's almost like it gets more... I guess I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, it's gonna get
like animated movies. I'll put it this way: animated movies released theatrically only do well if they have a Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks in front of them.
Well, they do.
It
does, because Disney owns everything.
But it's
now.
Not Disney. It's oh, okay. I'll put it this way: it's not Disney Studios though. Yeah. It's not Disney Animated Studios making.
But
this
it's
movie.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
It's Spider-Man.
But there are all kinds of...
it'd be really interesting to see how people respond to it being Miles Morales Spider-Man. Because that's something like the general public just doesn't really know. He's got the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon. So perhaps I'm not giving children enough credit. But it's interesting. Yeah, fuck you, Alex Smith, with your 11 points. Fuck you.
I can't stress enough how much I hate it. I just hate it. Mm-hmm. But it was my two best my injured guy and my fucking first round pick combined for 11 fucking points. Not even, 10.2 points.
Yeah.
What just happened?
But I know it's an interesting looking Spider-Man film. And the other Marvel related thing that has gotten more stuff this week is the coming Fox merger.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It looks like it's going to happen now.
This is based on nothing but the internet and YouTube videos. I think it's already done. I think they're
just hammering out the last hammering out details
and...
Because I wouldn't be surprised at all at this point if, like, the fourth Avengers film has a fucking Fox character in it.
Well, and this... we talk about this last week that... Maybe that's why they're waiting on the title for that, is that... That's why, Avengers 4 is kind of more nebulous than usual and more secretive than usual, because maybe they're... Hey, guys, there's a... You know, because we're hearing about this now. Disney and Fox have been probably talking about this for a year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that over that time... I mean, these people aren't stupid... Kevin Feige on down have been like, okay, if this happens, we need to be able to shift on the fly here.
And film this real quick.
Yeah, because if we can get Wolverine into
Avengers
4...
One of the things that I saw, and again, it wouldn't happen now, but it still fucking could. Because, I mean, if they can remove Kevin Spacey from a film like 2 weeks before fucking release...
Yeah.
And replace him with Christopher Plummer, they can make this happen. If this happens, people will lose their fucking shit, and it will honestly be one of the most amazing things in a Marvel movie I've seen. They're like, what if at the end of Infinity War, Thanos has just hammered the fuck out of everybody? Everyone is just beaten, they have no fucking idea what's gonna happen, it just looks like he's ready to kill them all, and all of a sudden, like, this little fucking portal opens up, and out walk the fucking Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, like, the end of the film.
Yeah.
People would go fucking bananas in the theater.
Yeah.
And I would, too. That would be, like, the coolest fucking thing.
Well, even cooler would be if it were, you know, a cast that we... Like, a great cast for the Fantastic Four, but we knew nothing.
Yeah.
And out they come, and it's fucking Tom Cruise, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean. Yeah,
somebody.
Yeah.
If it's somebody that we knew.
And then, so it brings Fantastic Four into play, which is huge for anything galactic.
Yeah.
It brings, obviously, all of the X-Men into play. Yeah. It brings Deadpool into play.
I mean, even if you can't bring the Fantastic Four, if the fucking Silver Surfer showed up.
Exactly,
you don't even need to really cast anybody for that.
Right.
You can fucking CG that.
You don't even have to have a human.
Hey, Doug Jones, you got an afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And all of a sudden, when Thanos shows up, all of a sudden the fucking Surfer shows up.
Yeah.
People would still lose their shit.
I'm sure it hasn't changed. Hugh Jackman has been on record saying, you know, the only way he'll come back to play Wolverine is if it's in a Marvel movie, and...
Yep.
It might happen.
I'm sure they're going like, all right, here you go.
Yeah. Clear your schedule, bitch.
He's an Avenger. He is an Avenger in Marvel proper universe.
I wonder if... I've also been watching a lot of how... Captain Marvel might fit into all of this as far as, you know, you talked about, like, at the end of Avengers 3, having the Fantastic Four come out. I have already been sort of convinced that that's what's going to happen with Ms. Marvel, is that at the end of Avengers, she's going to come out of wherever the fuck she's been, presumably since the 90s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we both agreed that no time will have passed as far... She won't have aged. She will have been...
You don't want to age re-large.
No, she will have been...
Somewhere. It's fucking comic booky. She can...
Yeah.
She's in a stasis pod or some shit.
She's been somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's how, Infinity War will end, is she will come out and do whatever she does. Because... I think one of the problems you get into when you have, and it's already sort of, you know, it's an overlooked problem because the movies have been great for the most part, but you have these, the more superheroes and characters you pile on, you start to skew the, you bring Captain Marvel into the MCU, and Hawkeye looks even worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point, Hawkeye and Black Widow just need to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
They're not doing anyone any good, and they're literally in battle with gods and super beings. So, I don't know. It's already bad enough that, like, you know, they're on the same team with Thor and the Hulk.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you throw in something like Silver Surfer or Jean Grey or Captain Marvel or any of these cosmic, super powerful, world-ending hero-type people, your lesser than start looking even lesser than.
Yeah. I mean, at least Hawkeye's aware. I'm just a guy with arrows, you know.
Yeah, and
the sky is falling, you know. Sure. There's a bunch of robots around, I'm shooting arrows.
Yeah, none of this makes sense.
None of this makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking, I've kind of thought all along, and it's kind of dumb that I never put this much thought into it, but, like, you know, the clamoring for a Black Widow solo movie, and I've always been like, I don't care about a Black Widow movie, but then I framed it with, if they basically just made a Bourne movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you could even use Hawkeye in that.
Absolutely.
And that movie doesn't have to do $300 million, because it's a spy flick.
Right.
Just do a cool spy flick.
And kind of like what I've been saying is that, you know, Black Widow looks bad in relation to, you know, when she's standing next to Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
But in her own movie,
she'll be badass.
She'll be badass. And I still, I guess it's because I wouldn't really consider it a superhero movie. It would be a Bourne movie.
Yeah, just do a straight-up spy flick.
Yeah.
And it'll do $100 million.
Yikes, Aaron Andrews.
Why is she dressed like a referee?
I don't know, but that was a terrible choice.
If she's dressed like a pirate referee, almost.
Maybe she's going for the, what's the guy? Oh, gosh, he died. The guy that did the sideline for years for TNT for basketball.
Oh,
Craig Sager.
God, yeah.
That always had the super loud suits on. Always loved him.
Yeah.
Dead now, I think.
Yes.
Maybe that's what she's going for. If you're not watching the Eagles-Rams, or you're listening to this like Monday or Tuesday,
yeah.
Aaron Andrews is wearing basically, what are we doing here? This is gonna work.
They didn't get anything out of it.
That was good for a yard.
They didn't lose anything from that play.
All that shit for a yard. Okay, I'm gonna stop commentating a game that has already happened by the time you listen to this, while it's happening I watch it. But
yeah, make a Scarlet Witch. I mean, not Scarlet Witch. Make a fucking Black Widow. Just make one.
I think it's already.
It's good politics, if anything, to make it.
Oh, well, that was my other issue, is like that all along we're gonna make a Black Widow movie has just been that, which I'm all for on one hand, but on the other hand, it feels kind of
token.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, don't force it.
Yeah,
you know, Wonder Woman has to have her own movie because she's fucking Wonder Woman.
But I mean, spy movies do pretty well.
Yes.
Like, the Bourne movies
sure.
do well, and the Mission Impossible ones do well.
Well, plus, if
you do a Marvel-based one, it's going to do. The worst Marvel movie has still brought in, like, $140 million.
And you gotta figure,
the worst one, and that was a decade ago, pretty
much. Gotta figure the budget is, what, half of a normal Marvel movie?
Yeah. Because you don't need to do the big budget effect stuff.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. It's just not going well for me today. yeah, you don't need big budget effects. It's like, it's a, you know, there's a lot of, you know, like your spy movies tend to do, you know, shooting is difficult because of like car chases and stuff are a pain in the balls to shoot, and big fight choreography scenes are a pain in the balls to shoot. Mm-hmm. So on that level, yes, but like you said, there's not, you know, you don't have to fucking CGI 10 minutes of Hulk.
I mean, like, what was it came out this week? I didn't see it yet, but like Atomic Bond.
Yeah.
That movie was considered a success this summer. I don't think it broke $100 million.
No, probably not.
But everyone liked it. It did really well.
Did you see it?
I have not yet.
Have
it hits Redbox like next week, I think.
Yep.
So I'll watch it then before deciding if I buy it. Because it's one of those movies that looks like I'll love. But that had a very low budget. And it's not like, I know Scarlett Johansson can request a certain amount of salary, but it's not like she's much more than Charlize Theron.
Oh, no.
From a budgetary standpoint.
No. You know, that, yeah, that's another thing. You don't have Robert Downey Jr. that you need to... Nah, that never hit the ground. You don't have Robert Downey Jr. that you need to pay $20 million and, yeah, and all that. But.
No. You get to just have Sam Jackson show up.
Yeah.
You might... You don't... It's not like Jeremy Renner demands a big paycheck.
Did you know that... I heard this week. I mean, I'm sure it's been news for a while, but it's not a secret. Nick Fury will have both eyes in Captain Marvel.
Oh, because it'll take place before he lost his eye.
Yeah.
Did not know that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they'll show how he loses it in this. Because I don't think it's ever been... Is it the sort
not
of
not in the theaters. No, not in the movies. It's never been really discussed how he lost his eye.
Now, has it been in the comics?
I think so.
And is it the sort of thing that changes, like, depending on story?
I'm sure. I honestly can't remember. I don't know why Nick Fury doesn't have an eye.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah. He just thought it made him look cool, so he took it out.
Yeah. And well, and he also used it to trick Robert Redford in...
that is true.
Winter Soldier. So, there's that. That was... See, now that's a long prank. That's playing the long game.
That is the long con right there.
I took my eye out in the 90s on the off chance that I would need it... In 2014, when I find out that Hydra has taken over S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm just making this comment because Philip Rivers already has 10 points.
Of course he does.
Yeah, fuckers.
Hey, there's Todd Gurley. Awesome. This is just not my fucking week.
No, I mean, a lot of people are leery of the Fox takeover by Disney because, again, it will be a fucking monopoly. Disney will own pretty much everything.
I get that on the... It is weird because it kind of goes against everything that I believe in.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's
Disney has yet to do wrong by these properties.
Right, and it's just flat fucking silly that you've got all these Marvel characters. Look at Pete. Why are you not laying on your bed, buddy? Come on, pal.
Yeah.
You've got all these Marvel characters, but like, oh, you can only use this one and this one, and you can only use this one as long as you don't call them a mutant, and you can use this one. It's fucking dumb.
It's really fucking dumb.
I also do think that I think they stay away from it because it will... Well, I think they definitely stay away from it, but is there any way Quicksilver makes his way into a Marvel movie as whatever
Like
Peters?
We talked about it last week, Evan Peters. Yeah. I hope so.
I do too.
Because I love his version of it.
I
think it would be hilarious. Like we said last week, I think it would be fucking hilarious if we show up and everybody's like, who the fuck are you? He's like... And Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this. Now I remember it. But, yeah, just, like, going up to Wanda.
No,
like,
you're not. Yeah, I am. I mean, because I bet that would be a way to I'm forgetting their names now. Fassbender and McAvoy.
Yeah.
They've got to be getting pretty fucking weary now. I know, like, how they started showing pictures this week of Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix.
I know it was on, like, the Entertainment Weekly cover.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess that's the magazine doing that.
Sure.
But...
Yeah,
they've got to be getting pretty sick of playing in that sandbox. One would think.
Yeah, I mean... Well, if they... If that's... Yeah, that's another thing entirely. If the Fantastic... I mean, if the X-Men come to Marvel... come to the MCU... Mm. How much... I don't know. See, that's where it gets hard, because this... They've got a plan. I mean, this... Are they just going to scrap the X-Men movies from here on out? I mean, they've got... They're not just making this Dark Phoenix... Is it Dark Phoenix?
Well, that's what they could... Yeah, they could make this Dark Phoenix film was like, maybe she fucking destroys the universe or something.
Well, I...
And that leads them into the Marvel U somehow. Someone... does something that helps them shift through fucking universes.
Yeah.
Quicksilver runs really fucking fast on the wrong direction in a circle. Fucking Superman style.
In a circle. I guess. I don't know. It's going to be the creative people and the writers certainly have their work cut out for them if this is the case. So, like I said, it goes against, you know, everything that I believe in, but on the other hand, just the idea that these things are all split up has always... It's been frustrating for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, Disney has done well by the Star Wars films.
Yes.
The two they've put out have been phenomenal.
Right.
And it looks like this next one's going to be really good as
Even
well.
Even if they weren't phenomenal,
And they're way better than the last Lucas.
Exactly. Because they haven't gone without criticism. Mm-hmm. And again, anything that's this big gets criticized in some regards. And I don't begrudge anyone their negative opinions of Force Awakens or Rogue One or anything like that. But, like you said, it's certainly better than what had been done since the early 80s.
Yep.
You know? Like, it was almost 30 years between good Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Disney has done right by that. They're still churning out their shit on the Disney side. They've started now, you know, they're like three or four in, I lost count, into their live-action remakes of all of their shit.
Yep.
So they've still got the, you know, they own Pixar, so.
Oh, yeah. And the best thing I read, when they own 20th Century Fox, they will own the Alien franchise.
Oh, yeah.
There's an Alien Queen in the Aliens. So that makes every Xenomorph a Disney princess. Best logic ever.
Yeah, that works for me. And the amazing thing about all of this is that, you know, all the stuff that we're talking about as far as this merger is concerned was frankly secondary to, you know, we think of, it's big to us and it's exciting to talk about, but if you're Disney, it's getting all of those 20th Century Fox movies that have already been made. That's what they're going for, because they want to challenge Netflix for, or they at least want to be, maybe not challenge Netflix, but you know, right now there's if you
anyone are, with a kid is going to buy that Disney streaming service.
Well, yeah, if you're a cord cutter,
you,
I mean, there's a billion different things that you can have, but there's one that you do have, and it's Netflix.
Yeah.
Everyone that's a cord cutter, I would say, I don't know what the numbers are.
If I know anyone who doesn't have Netflix who's not a homeless youth. And even they get access to our Netflix at work.
Sure, yeah.
So even homeless kids have fucking Netflix.
I think that Disney, well, I don't think, I'm relatively positive. What was that?
I just broke.
Did you fidget spin the tack?
I didn't, it broke it right off. Still in there, but the plastic just got shattered. This fidget spinner is a beast.
I think Disney wants to be at least in that conversation of, if you're a cord cutter, this is one of the must-have services. Like, you know, you have you definitely have Netflix, you probably have Hulu, you might even have HBO. They want to be in that conversation.
Yep.
And if they've got that 20th Century, the 20th Century Fox lineup, and like you said, you know, I've got kids. If every fucking Disney movie is on their streaming service,
not just Disney, you know, the Disney, the Marvel, the Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's like, Christ, how do you have a child and not have that?
Now, my question would be, it wouldn't matter so much for the past stuff, but as far as the you know, upcoming your Marvel movies and your Star Wars movies and all that stuff, my question with the service would be, like, I don't know, Infinity War, or no, I got to push further out than that. Let's say whatever Avengers 4 is comes out on Blu-ray on, I don't know, whatever date. When does it hit this Disney streaming service? Immediately?
Who knows if they want to. I mean, that's a thing you could fucking do. And
I mean, do they sacrifice some Blu-ray sales for
streaming?
To make their streaming service more attractive? I hope so, because it's going to put me in a quandary.
Yeah.
Whether or not to buy these movies, you know, on Blu-ray or digital, it's if I know that they're going to be there at some point, and is also is there going to be some sort of assurance that okay, you get this, you're getting this service, and you know, Iron Man 3 is basically yours. Yeah. For as long, you know, nothing ever comes off the service.
Yeah.
But I suppose when there are the difference here with Disney, it's a huge deal, is that they will not have rights issues.
Yeah.
Because they will own all of it. Everything that they will have on their service, they will own. So I would assume that everything is going to, you know, that everything ends up on the service, and everything is just. Okay, it's here now, so it's going to be there forever.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be great. I would totally pay, you know, $14 a month, whatever. I'm just comparing it to HBO. It's weird that Netflix is, like, the cheapest of all of those, too.
But they just raised their price to $9.99 from like $7.99.
Still. Yeah. It's still $5 cheaper than HBO. I know, and part of me,
people were like starting to throw a fit about that. They're going up, I'm like, it's still $10 a month
for as much
a
as
gajillion
it,
movies
yeah.
a
for
month.
As much as it gets used in my house, it's yeah. totally worth it.
It's the same price as going to the movies once, and you yeah. can watch everything.
Right, and Hulu is, Hulu's $9.99 also. Oh, that's a good setup. Look at Brandon Brooks. Look how fast he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
I love that you're pointing at your screen and I'm watching it up there.
I know. It's funny. I always have my laptop hooked up to this TV, and if I'm sitting, I'm always watching the laptop, which is dumb. I'm going to try to not do it now. I'll probably have a hard time with it. But, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, the Disney service, I'm totally down for it. If it's $15 a month or less, and, mm-hmm. Who am I kidding? I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, and if.
Yeah,
but,
like no one's, people aren't going to say no unless it's like a month.
Unless there's thing. Unless it's super expensive, and unless there are some really dumb, restrictions and stuff because who knows, you know,
like they're only going to put 5 Disney classics on each month.
Right, exactly.
Which
yeah,
they could very well
exactly,
do.
Yeah. Okay, the vault is going to be, and if they have some sort of, this actually could very well happen. Is if they have some sort of almost like a programming schedule.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like this Civil War is going to be on in February, but it won't be back again until fucking June or something like that.
Yep.
Now, even as big as Disney is, owning all the movies they own, they still don't have, even with 20th Century Fox, they don't have access to the library that Netflix does, albeit Netflix is paying for it, mm-hmm. but they don't have the same library as Netflix, so it's almost, Disney almost can't afford to do something like yeah. that, but then again, they're Disney.
They can afford.
Because right, they're because they're Disney. Yeah. But I do think that, even with 20th Century Fox, you're still only talking about, it's amazing that Disney would own all of them, but you're still only talking about Fox, Marvel, Star Wars, and Disney and Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a shitload. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Especially when you consider that Fox also, I mean, it's not such a big deal right now, but it could be, Fox owns Avatar.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The number one movie of all time, Disney now owns.
Right.
Or will own soon enough.
It's amazing that movie is the number one.
It kills me. It really kills me.
I mean, as far as, I don't know if I've ever been more, had more of a swing between first viewing and second viewing of a movie yeah. in my life than I did with Avatar.
Yeah.
Like, when I got home, I mean, it was the spectacle of it all, but when I got it home, you know, got it home on Blu-ray and watched it, I was like, man, this movie kind of sucks.
Yep.
It's not very good. It's super unoriginal.
That's when all the negatives start to kind of sneak in. You're like, oh, well, geez, what was I thinking of that? Oh.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you are dazzled by the spectacle of it all, and then you get home and it's like, okay, A, this is a really poor retelling of Disney's Pocahontas.
And Fern Gully. Well, now they can rip them off because they'll all be in the same house.
That's right. And then on top of that, it's filled with unlikable people.
Mm.
I straight up can't stand, I don't even know his name, I don't even remember his name now.
Sam
Worthington. Yeah.
Yeah.
He sucks.
He hasn't been in anything lately.
No, they, but I will.
They push.
Hollywood tried real hard to make him a star, though.
Yeah.
Real hard. Which I don't understand, because he's, apparently he's a big pain in the ass, and he's a dick.
Yeah. And not a terribly good actor.
And not, that's the thing. I mean, usually, people
feels
that
like
are,
Sean Penn level of actual ability.
Right.
You know, like, okay, deal with him.
Studios deal with people like that, but he's an asshole, and he seems to suck at acting.
Yeah.
So, like, well, I guess that's why you don't see him anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they tried, Hollywood in general tried super hard to make him a star. What was the other thing he was
Clash
in?
Clash of the Titans and Wrath of the Titans. He was in both of those.
But there was one more after, I think, those that...
I'm gonna
IMDb
Sam
Worthington.
Oh, The Terminator.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's
he's
what it
was. Terminator, too.
Yeah, and...
Not Terminator 2. Terminator as well.
No, Terminator 2, that was Eddie Furlong.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Yes, Eddie Furlong is dead.
Okay. Because those guys confuse me, too. And, like, well, him and... There you go. Like, Brad Renfro, is he dead?
Also dead.
Okay.
I think... Maybe then...
Maybe Eddie Furlong is not dead.
Eddie Furlong is not dead. Maybe just his career is dead. Sam Worthington's last project, he was in the movie The Hunter's Prayer. and the Shaq. Oh, I forget he was in Hacksaw Ridge, that piece of shit. Everest. Kidnapping Mr. Heineken. Cake. The Keeping Room. Yeah, he's in a bunch of C-level roles now.
I've still never seen Hacksaw Ridge.
God, it's such... You need to watch it just to be like, how the fuck did this get credit for anything?
Well, I was gonna... It got nominated for an Oscar.
A many.
But Oscars. I mean, Best Picture.
Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor. It got nominated for a million things, and I still don't get why.
Was that Eastwood? Was that Clint Eastwood?
No, that was Mel. That was Mel's comeback project. Yep. We all forgot he was such an asshole because he made this moderately okay film.
And then, and now, well, that was the other thing about, we were talking earlier, I told you I'd watched the Everything Wrong With for Daddy's Home. Mm. I don't know, sometimes I just will sit down and I'll be like really into cinema sins and I'll watch like 20 of them.
Yep.
So that kind of was this week for me, you know, I kind of catch up on all the ones that I haven't seen. Because usually I just, I will just watch ones of movies that I have seen and liked for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't usually watch, like there's still a bunch I haven't seen of movies that I've never even fucking heard of. But this week I watched a lot of the ones for movies that I have not seen. And or movies that I wouldn't like or wouldn't even normally see anyway. And I like the way that on CinemaSins, they all, every video is basically, you know, the same format and stuff, but a lot of them, you know, they, it's very clear that they like the movie. It's, you know, and they're just kind of having, you know, some good old-fashioned ribbing. And you can find, you know, their tagline is no movie is without sin. You can find things wrong with every movie, even the ones you like. Now, then there's the level of movie where you can just tell they straight up fucking hate it, and it's like making them angry that they're doing this video. I watched the one for Boo, a Madea Halloween.
I bet that's just great.
It is one of my favorites. Yeah. We could watch it after if you haven't seen it. That and the one for Daddy's Home.
And that title just creeps me out.
I know. And then, so...
I don't know why. I mean, that's probably more my shit than anything else.
Yeah, that says more about me than it does the movie.
But still, to me, that just... It just sounds like something like a douchebag says when he's, like, ready to get like score with his lady.
Yeah.
Daddy's Home.
Well, I was watching... You know, you watch the... If you watch the Everything Wrong With You, that's great. Way to run it in, fellas. Please throw it. I need touchdowns. You get basic, you know, you get the basic plot of the movie when you watch those videos, even if you haven't seen it. And I'm like, it's still shocking for some reason. Like, why would you, like, there's some, the shit in that movie is just fucking, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's either dumb or offensive or lazy.
Yep.
Everything in that movie. And it's like, fuck, people went to see it. They made a fucking sequel.
Yeah, it did well enough.
And put Mel Gibson in it.
Yeah, it did well enough that people went and saw it again. They just lost a touchdown due to a false start.
Fucking crisis.
And it was Wentz sneaking in.
Of course it was. Yeah.
Oh, that'll do it.
So it's just, I fucking hate football. whatever. Yeah, so if you get a chance to watch the CinemaSins for... those two movies, they're very funny. And also, it got me curious, because I've been watching CinemaSins since literally they started. I remember at work watching the very first one, which was Amazing Spider-Man, was the first Everything Wrong With, and, oh good, see, still got a touchdown. And that was in like 2012 or 13 or whatever. And it's awesome to see... like, how that channel has grown, because it's just two guys.
Yeah.
It's just two assholes in Tennessee that do this. And I looked it up, and CinemaSins has a value of, like, $4.4 million.
Jesus.
So good on them, I say.
Good on them. This leads well into the next kind of thing I want to talk about, though, because, you know, about movies that probably are kind of be crap, but do well. The Jurassic Park sequel.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the worst trailers I've ever seen for a movie that... the prior one had done like $1.5 billion worldwide.
I have been on record that I fucking did not like that movie.
I went on record as being okay with it.
You were okay. You were on board for the, again, kind of on board for the spectacle.
Yeah, and again, I haven't rewatched it since.
Oh, sure, no.
I watched it at the theater. I went, yeah, that was worth my time.
Yeah.
I have not purchased it. I have not watched it again. even when it's on, like, HBO, I'm not going to be like, I need to watch that again.
Right.
But the only reason I'm going to watch this film is because they brought back Goldblum. And he's probably in the movie for 20 minutes.
Chris Pratt is huge in this house.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Chris Pratt role, by far.
Oh, hands down. It kind of pains me that I didn't like the movie for that reason. Mm-hmm. Bryce Dallas Howard, I really want to like, but I don't know if it's just the chemistry between those two is fucking dead.
There is no chemistry.
Yeah, I mean,
I did not believe for a second those two ever had a thing.
No. Ever. And they're still trying to force it. It's like the opening 30 seconds of this trailer.
Yeah.
Is them with the...
Him... With her having obviously moved on because they have no chemistry.
Right.
And him still trying to be like, hey, now.
Yeah, who are you dating now? An accountant? Someone that's not cool like me, you know?
Yeah, no, someone they actually like, maybe. Like,
holy shit. Just fucking leave these two alone. You don't need...
Yeah.
It's frustrating to me that that every movie needs to... Like, I'm not crazy about the Gamora and Star-Lord thing to say on the Chris Pratt thing. I don't need that. No one does.
Yeah, Thor and Thor didn't have it with the Valkyrie.
Right.
They kind of hinted, okay, maybe there might be something between a couple of them. Obviously, it sounds like she and Hulk had boned at some point.
Sure.
But they were drunk. let's not call that a relationship. She didn't care about relationships from the sound of it. Everything about that... Okay, so apparently the Jurassic Park is on a volcano? Now.
I don't know, I guess.
And it's going to explode.
Yeah.
So their idea is to get all the dinosaurs off the... you engineered all these from nothing.
Right.
Those all die? You can make new ones. You've obviously already shown you have the technology to make them.
The ethical quandary, and I do get this side of it, is that, you know, you've recreated life.
Yeah.
So...
Are you responsible for it?
And should you treat it just like any other? Now that regardless of how the species came to be, that species exists, are we in any way responsible or...
If they can flat out murder you, no. No, you're not.
Yeah, but, I guess my thing there would be, there's great white sharks can flat out murder you too, but we should try to save them.
But they don't actively try to murder us most of the time. Whereas Jurassic Park...
If you leave the dinosaurs alone...
Yeah. But again... It just blew my mind that it's making a point that this whole island's going to blow up. So what do? They bring a bunch of school kids to the island with them. I mean, like, not like 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
But still, like, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. Like, they look like at least late teens, early 20s kids.
Well, you've got to have kids on the island to be in danger.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a movie if you're Jurassic Park, apparently.
Yeah.
It's the only way they can garner suspense. Mm-hmm. My question would be, why did you build a theme park
on an
island that... Because, okay, if this is like a surprise that it's going to go off, no.
Yeah.
They know... I don't know. They would at least know that it's a dangerous
place to build a fucking... Mount St. Helens hasn't exploded in, like, 40 years.
Right.
But... No one's going to build a theme park at the bottom of it.
You're not making a ski resort.
No. Because you know, that blew up once, it could happen again.
Right. The plot is fucking thin at best.
Yeah. And when it looks thin in a trailer...
yeah. That's... Well, maybe...
When you're already... Jesus, he's fast. When you're questioning the very basic plot elements of the trailer...
Yeah.
It's like, are you really going to be able to... With an hour and a half, are you going to pay enough attention to the plot to win me back? Probably not. Because those Jurassic Park movies don't exactly hinge on plot.
No. And maybe that's the whole thing, is that it is Jurassic Park movies, or at least Jurassic World, to me, and this is not what they were going for, Jurassic Park movies are now just a step above Roland Emmerich movies.
Yep.
It's basically disaster porn with no plot.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's fine if that's the movie you want to make, but I just don't care. I don't care.
Remember at the beginning of this, we talked about how at least my bench hasn't outscored my starters this week?
Yeah, how's that going?
That is now a false statement.
Yeah.
My bench has now outscored my starters by 4 points. Awesome. I mean, my starters will score more eventually.
Yeah. By the time we're done.
But yikes. Yikes.
It's just...
This week started off so well. My first two players scored me 40 points. My next, like, five have scored me 40 points. But yeah, Jurassic Park, that trailer did nothing to make me watch it. Within contrast, something I really had no desire to see, that Battle Angel Alita.
Yeah.
That at least looks neat. Now, it's weird with the eyes, how they made her have big giant eyes, but then again, she's a robot.
Apparently. It's an anime.
Yeah, anime right? I know nothing about.
Sure.
Reminds me very much of, like, Ghost in the Shell type thing.
Yeah, that did well.
Yeah. It's at least... No, I can't say it, because of the star... At least it's not paying as much with budget, probably.
Yeah.
And I like... It's directed by Robert Rodriguez, who I like... a good portion of his work. So, whereas I have no idea who directed Ghost in the Shell. But.
Whoa.
I suspect it'll do a little bit better. I know this is one, though, that speaking of, like, Avatar, this is something Cameron's been trying to bring to the screen forever. Like, this thing's, like, 10 years in the work.
Yeah. I think we're gonna see an interception return for a touchdown here, maybe. Which doesn't do me much good because my Eagles defense is on the bench. But for as an Eagles fan,
it will
fan,
at least make you happy.
Yes, it will. I'll be happy for like the next 10 minutes, and then something else will piss me off. That sort of leads us to another. Maybe that's not what happened.
Yeah, fumble. No.
Maybe it was a punt return. I don't know. But the Eagles have scored again, so we're just not caught up yet. Mm-hmm. This, the news that came out this week about Tarantino doing a Star Trek
film, yeah. Interesting.
Now, this is not my own, but I'm putting my own spin on it. I've seen a lot of comments similar to this thought, but it was not a punt return. Oh. It was a long-ass touchdown. But just... I like pizza,
mm-hmm.
and I like chocolate cake.
I don't want
to mix them together and eat them.
No.
How does Quentin Tarantino make an R-rated Star Trek movie? Go!
I'm going to rest on the fact that Tarantino has been able to do closed-room films.
Yeah.
Like Hateful Eight, Adapt Reservoir Dogs. Historical films, he's been able to do those. Straight up like chop socky kung fu flicks. He's yet to make a bad movie. If anyone's gonna understand the stuff that makes a Star Trek film work,
right.
It'll be him because he is a student of film.
Yeah,
and I think he's ballsy enough to do what he wants with it. If he thinks, I think this is gonna work. Paramount's not gonna tell Quentin Tarantino no.
Well,
and if they do, he'll go. Well, fuck you.
Well,
I'm going to walk away.
What if they get, what if they get well into production and then Paramount's like, no. What do they do then?
I think they still have to fucking make it.
Just lose money? You know?
I think they have to fucking make it. Because also, they're saying right now that, Jesus Christ, I'm forgetting his fucking name, Jean-Luc Picard.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart is saying he wants in.
Yeah.
He'll read.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that right there will get people in the seats.
Yeah.
To see him back in the captain's chair.
Oh, it'll get Robin in the seat.
And I'm willing to bet he's on board only because Tarantino's making it. He has shown no desire for, like, the past 15 years to do Star Trek.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Tarantino's making one. He's like, I'm game.
Yeah.
So he probably wants to work with Tarantino. And I've got the feeling that if they go like, well, we're not going forward with Tarantino's thing, I bet he'll go, then I'm not going forward with it either. And then nerds will revolt.
I still don't see, like you said, you know, a simple way to put it is kind of that, Tarantino knows his audience, knows the genre that he's making. So I in no way think we're going to get Jean-Luc Picard spouting Samuel L. Jackson dialogue.
No, there's not going to be like the meme that said, Klingon motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yeah.
I don't think... He's not going to make it a terror... He's not going to... It's just like... Inglourious Basterds was not Reservoir Dogs.
Right.
Was not Pulp Fiction.
Right.
It was a very good historical drama that just played on his strengths.
So I wonder if... Jesus, it fucking happened on the feed and we didn't even see it. I'm confused. Now I gotta go over here and find out what actually happened. It was not to Jeffrey, so... I think, you know, and it has already said that Tarantino, one of his things is it's going to be rated R. And that's not just, it's, you know, it's going to be rated R.
Yeah.
Or he won't make it. Who was the touchdown to? Trey Burton. I almost put him in this week. So I think the R will be for not... You know, the Sam Jackson type dialogue, or and not even for the Reservoir Dog level of gruesomeness. Mm-hmm. I think it'll just be like the tone of the movie will be very dark,
yeah.
or very adult, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I'm on board for that.
We might finally get some naked Donna Troy.
Well, actually, let's hope not.
Make
because
it so
because
one.
Star Trek has the JJ Star Trek movies. The biggest complaint so far is that there is a for no good reason half naked woman in every single one of them.
Yep.
And they're for no reason other than to
put
a half naked woman on the screen. Yeah, I'm a science officer. I just happen to be standing around in my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I think it will be because of some heavy content and not necessarily
it'll be
objectionable
it'll
words.
It'll be a dark storyline, I imagine.
I don't know. I still don't know how... I don't know. I mean, what was the last Star Trek movie?
From Beyond, which was fun.
That was pretty good. Then the one before that was the Into Darkness, which... was mixed, I guess. I mean, I liked it okay. People's problem with it was that they made it seem like Benedict Cumberbatch's character was like a surprise when everyone knew exactly what it was.
Stupid.
It was because the people that would know, the people that it would mean anything to already knew. And then if you're someone who had no idea what Wrath of Khan was,
and then you're just like
the reveal is nothing to you because
yeah.
you're like. Yeah, okay, so his name is Khan. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, so it was a silly way to go about it. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. That pretty much has covered everything I want to talk about this week.
Yeah? Well, the other thing that the main reason for you being over today is we're celebrating your birthday.
Yes.
which is not today, but...
Fuck, Philip Rivers is now up to 25 points.
That would
it's
be
my
really...
birthday's always 24.5, yeah. My birthday is tomorrow, though, so... Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the worst. Oh, that's fucking great.
So now, yeah, with the exception of my... flex position, which wouldn't be on the bench anyway.
Yeah.
My starters are out being outscored by my... Yeah. Fuck the world. Yeah, because both my receivers that I put in have scored 1.4 points each with their one reception for 4 yards.
Yeah.
Each. Good job, guys. You're killing it. Fuck football.
Fucking football. I'm telling you.
But we did just get a message from Robin about 5 minutes ago saying dinner in 15, so.
All right, so we'll probably end it right here and go up. Short episode this week, but.
Yeah, but hey, Star Wars is fucking this week. So,
Star Wars
next,
is this
next
week.
Episode will be a big one. We'll have a lot to talk about.
So again, what were your stone cold locks? Mine was that Carrie Fisher's death will not impacted this movie in any way.
Rey is a Palpatine.
Yeah.
And fuck it, Phasma dies.
All right.
There we go.
Oh, did you? Funny. We had that conversation about Phasma.
Because Nick got back to me saying.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, saying it was from like Palpatine's ship. And,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then
it was the comic series, which. I saw it Bull Moose for like $10 in trade form, so I might just pick that up and read it.
And she also because it's kind of left, you know, this is not an organization that forgives people for transgressions. She basically sells out the First Order to save her own ass, and then, like, in Last Jedi, she's right back. So, you know, the question was, what the fuck? So the comics answer that. She went around and she killed everyone that knew that could rat her out. And I think she maybe even framed someone else for, you know, shutting down the defenses or whatever.
See, that, while interesting, fails one of the most basic rules, is don't have all the most interesting shit about your movie character
happen
take
off-screen.
Place in other media.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah.
Well, I guess
if she's like one of the fucking denizens of fucking, you know, Mos Eisley Cantina that's on screen for half a second and doesn't play a major part.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you can have a cool backstory, like, because there's the book Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yeah.
Which was really good and had stories for all these people that appeared on screen for 2 minutes at most. But with Phasma, she's got a role.
Yeah, yeah.
And if all the really cool stuff that you know about her is from stuff that doesn't happen in the movie, that's a problem for your movie character.
Yeah. Well, that's always been the case with Boba Fett, though.
True.
I mean, Boba Fett is probably the most over...
Yeah. But even his cool shit didn't happen until after Jedi, like way after Jedi.
Right. Yeah.
People just liked him because he looked cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you go back and watch... Because, I mean, he was one of the most popular characters, you know, after, you know, from Empire and Jedi. And if you go back, he's got, like,
yeah,
maybe 2 minutes of screen time and has one line.
But he at least still outsmarted all the other bodyguards.
Yeah.
And found that they were at Cloud City.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, if that's the most interesting thing he did, that's still more than Phasma did.
Yeah.
Really, as far as, like, cool character shit.
Phasma has way more lines.
Yeah.
How many lines, I think, does Boba
he's
Fett
no
have one
good
line?
He's to be dead, and when there's, like, no disintegrations, he's like, I'm like, eh.
And that's it.
That, yeah, he doesn't really speak.
The jetpack goes off once.
Yeah.
Looks terrible, but yeah. He uses the jetpack once. He uses the little shooty thing out of his wrist once.
Yep.
Ah, fuck.
And it always fails every time he does.
Yeah.
He's very inept in Jedi.
So
very inept.
It, you know, as far as... So Star Wars does have a history of making cool characters and then just not giving them anything to do on screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Phasma... the other thing was she kind of weaseled her way to her position. She, like, didn't earn it.
It's all interesting stuff. I wish that had been
well,
there.
Well, I guess my counter to what you said, is absolutely valid, but my counter to that would be, do you want to waste time in a, what is basically Rey's story, Rey and Kylo's story, mm-hmm. to tell Phasma's backstory? I suppose you could have spent time early on in this movie cutting back and forth to, well, it would have had to happen before. Well, no, it's... Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, because we have said before that no time passes.
Yeah.
So, everything that I just talked about her going around and killing everyone that could have known about her shutting down the defenses, hasn't happened at the beginning of Last Jedi.
Or it just happened really fucking quick before she took off the planet, where she just went, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, maybe worth a read, that.
Yeah,
that
I'll pick it. It's only like the it's like 5-issue graphic novel.
Yeah,
$10. I'll pick it up.
Sure. So yeah, you've got the Palpatine, and you're saying Captain Phasma dies. Mm-hmm. I've got Carrie Fisher's death not doesn't impact the plot in any way, and Leia is still Leia at the end of the movie, and that I don't want to amend my pick because that seems like a cop out. But just that the primary part of my Rey pick is that she was kidnapped and placed there to be hidden. Her parentage is kind of the secondary one, but I'm just going to go with good, mainly because you're going with bad. Hour and 13 minutes long enough. This is actually the length of a normal podcast.
Yes. Most of the ones I listen to are right around that time.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week after Jedi.